So writing to the Thessalonian Christians, the Apostle Paul said, "We do not want you to grieve like the rest of humanity who have no hope." Now it's important to pause and realise exactly what Paul is and isn't saying there. He's not for a moment suggesting that Christians shouldn't grieve. From a Christian point of view, there's always something unnatural about death. The Bible tells us, although we might find it hard to believe, that we frail human beings were originally intended for immortality. We're meant to live forever. Death is an intruder into our world who has broken in and wrecked things. Death in the Bible is a result of sin. And of course, death is often horrible, sometimes tragic or shocking. And whilst for Christians death is nothing to fear, parting from loved ones is usually painful. Sometimes our loss will be devastating. It can leave us confused or angry or feeling alone. Bereavement can put us through all kinds of emotions, which sometimes overcome us and surprise us. Sometimes even many years later, our sadness or pain can suddenly surface again. It's good and right that we should grieve. And that grief may never go away. Indeed, in a way, we might not want it to, but because it connects us to the ones we love, whom we miss. We grieve, and rightly so. But the Bible is claiming that there is something unique about Christian grief. We grieve, but not as the rest of humanity grieves, Paul says. And here's the key difference. As Christian believers, we don't grieve without hope. The Bible's claim is that Jesus has gone through death and come out the other side ahead of us. We believe that Jesus has defeated death, that the icy grip of death is broken. Because Jesus is risen, we know that the grave is not the end. Winter will soon be over. Spring is already here, and Jesus' resurrection is like the first bluebell of spring. See that flower, and you know that soon the forest will be covered in blue. There'll be flowers everywhere. Spring, resurrection, is coming. Jesus is risen, so we know that he will give new life to all those who trust in him. For the believer, death is merely asleep. And who has ever been afraid of going for a nap? All those who have fallen asleep in Christ will be raised with him. We will be together with the Lord forever. So the Christian has a unique hope, which doesn't take away our grief, but which radically transforms it. Our hope is in God, who is good and kind and just and strong. A God who knows and hears and understands. Our hope is in the risen Lord Jesus Christ. And so it is a hope that is sure and certain. We sometimes talk about hope very weakly, don't we? You know, we hope our team is going to win, but we don't know. I'm constantly hoping that I might lose some weight, but I never seem to do anything about it. But the Christian hope is not like that. It's not sort of doubtful, wishful thinking. Christian hope is a well-grounded, confident expectation because of Jesus. And our hope is not merely for the salvation of souls, but as we say in the Creed, for the resurrection of the body. More than that, we look forward to the renewal of all things, to the vision that we read of from the book of Revelation, to a new heavens and a new earth, a transformed and renewed creation, a home of righteousness, where death will be no more. There we will know the comfort and consolation of God himself. He will dwell with his people, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. So Jesus bids us come to him. Come and drink freely of the water of life. Let us put our trust in God, that we might know him as our loving heavenly Father and live as his children. Let us grieve, yes, but not as those without hope, because Jesus himself has died and risen for all who will put their trust in him. Depending on Jesus, the Bible tells us, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Amen.